Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily update on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Saturday, March 29th, 2025, and we've got some crucial headlines to cover. In our first segment, technology takes center stage in the financial planning scene. Reports from our recent conference, Advice, Wealth, and Super Rewired 2025, signal a major revolution in our sector. Industry trailblazers such as Paul Barrett, the CEO of AZNGA Group, foresee advisory platforms leveraging their broad scale to negotiate superior rates with fund managers. The figures are staggering, with $105 billion floating into the management of these platforms. Moreover, technology enthusiasts like Oriana's Jonathan Christie are advocating for data integration partnerships with tech giant Microsoft, emphasizing how this can enhance operational capabilities. So, keep an eye out, because these technological shifts promise to transform wealth management, making it smarter and more personalized. Switching gears, let's delve into the subject of genetic testing and its impact on the superannuation sector. According to the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, genetic testing might affect a limited number of policies, mostly for increased coverage. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia's stance is clear: ban the adverse use of genetic test results in life assurance. Certainly a subject we will be watching in the coming months. Now let's touch on a sobering development amongst our breweries. Sydney Beer Co., a company partially owned by Brett Lee and Matt Nable, struggles under the weight of a $10 million debt. More than 60 creditors have been affected, with major debtors like the Australian Taxation Office owed $1.3 million. This unfortunate situation underlines the ongoing challenges faced by Australian beverage companies. Will the Prime Minister's proposal to temporarily halt beer tax increases provide some relief? Only time will tell. And finally, for our property owners, a notable decision from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or the AFCA as you might know it. A case fought over vandalism damage to lift hoist ropes in an apartment block has resulted in a win for the property owners. The AFCA found inconsistencies in the insurer Chubb Insurance's assessment and sided with the owners, ultimately requiring the insurer to comply with the original claim, a decision that could set a precedent for similar disputes down the line. That's it for this end of the month news wrap. Remember to stay informed and keep an eye on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for all your finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management needs. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Until next time, Australia, keep your financials flourishing.